Item number 7, from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, submitting an informational year-end report on 2013 earnings on investments. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, as you can see, the report issues a $793,000 deficit in this account. I just wanted to note that, as Supervisor Schmidt pointed out, there was an amount of money put in the budget that was above and beyond our original budget request, which contributed to this deficit. The other major contributor is the market adjustment, which Supervisor Lipscomb referred to previously. When the market does well, the types of investments we have go down in market value. When the stock market collapsed, everyone ran to our investments because they were secure, which made them more valuable, so the market adjustment was positive. Last year when the stock market did so well, they abandoned these types of investments, outsiders did, and it caused a decline in their value. We will not sell these investments. That's the market value of them. We'll still get the return that we originally, the terms of the of whatever security it is we invest in. That just signifies what happened if we sold them tomorrow. We're not selling them tomorrow. We're holding on to them. So in some respects, you'd almost have to do double books on this to show you what your actual return is versus the market return that skews the figure. That $1,063,278 is simply a reflection of the market. If you took that out, you would see a different result here. The types of investments we have, of course, are going down in value. For instance, the local government investment pool gets 7 basis points. That's 0.07%. So we're doing quite well with the things we're doing, much more flexible with our investment advisors and what they're really going out and trying to find secure investments that can provide yield to us. So that's how we're doing so much better than just putting in a bank or in the local government investment pool.
So is this at all related to item 9 from the clerk of circuit court, where they show us a deficit of $108,000?
It's related in the sense that their revenue is overinflated by the executive.
I'm not sure of where that. He didn't check. I didn't see that.
I think the question.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think what the concern would be is you've indicated that in the fall of 2012 or 2013. A figure was arrived at through the budget process. It wasn't your figure.
No, it wasn't.
It was the county executive's figure?
Yes, and I did
so
point that out.
I think the chairman was asking, was this a similar situation for the clerk of circuit courts where something was recommended, but what was adopted was something other than what the department recommended? Is that the sense of what you
want? I guess the short, easy question is, it appears, at least, and we'll maybe have that discussion when item 9 comes up, is that did you make recommendations in your budget as to how much the earnings would be, and then those numbers were inflated in the proposed budget?
Yes,
so
by about
$350,000,
yes. Okay. And the other factor, of course, is the mark-to-market adjustment, which we don't have control over either, but
okay. Yeah. Supervisor Jersey.
I appreciate your comments on that market adjustment. That does account for the 1,000,063. I think, though, in fairness, your original recommendation is 1.376.
Yes.
Budget time, that got bumped up to 1.7. So even if we had used your figure, we would have still had a $334,000-some deficit. Is that fair?
It's fair to say, and that's why I pointed out the market adjustment, because the stock market did so well last year, it threw off anybody's right. Projections. I follow the projections of my investment advisors. I don't pull them out of the air. And they didn't know, no one really knew how well the stock market would do last year.
Well, even the experts don't have crystal balls.
So right.
We can talk about being experts all we want, but it's really playing the market. So thank you. I just wanted to confirm that, and I appreciate the report.
Any other questions on this item? It's informational, so you don't need a motion.